Earthly Life and Spirit World 1 by Reverend Sun Myung Moon Section 1. The Course of Life 1. Prayer regarding the life course. Loving Heavenly Father, I have been fighting since childhood, struggling over how shameful it would be to be ridiculed before you, and I am deeply grateful to you that you never let me, especially, forget it or fear it, and that you allowed me to continue till today. Thinking what is good on this earth, there is no standard that is more precious and valuable than connecting to your original heart. Knowing this, we must infinitely miss and long for that relationship. We must know that a person who can touch and experience Heavenly Father's love has no regret even if he loses everything in the world. Heavenly Father, in order that a tree come to bear fruit, it must go through a summer season and absorb the life elements from its root, trunk, and branches. Only through this process can it gain a perfect life force and produce a fruit that will bring forth a second life. Similarly, we must become sons and daughters who search deeply within ourselves for whether we have a fruit in our hearts that is full of the power of life and that can be born again happily into a new world. Father, we come to understand that no matter how many years go by, no matter how hard it rains and how fiercely the wind blows, our inner life force must not be invaded by the environment's evil but must go the path of continuous development. That's the only way we can welcome a spring and become a seed, a matrix to produce a second life by being planted again. Similarly, we reflect that in the course of life, even though someone may look miserable externally, if he has the value of being a mother body who can enhance the spiritual life force and of becoming a seed that can be planted in the infinite world of spirit, such a person is never miserable. Please allow us to realize that the more miserable such a person is externally, the more his internal value is complete and guaranteed. 32-37, Heavenly Father. We must know that those who have no heart to attend you and to offer you humble obeisance cannot connect their fate to you in the eternal spiritual world. Father, we are now longing for the day in which we can open the gates of our hearts, feel you there, and bend our bodies to the dictates of our spirits. Therefore, please allow us to become people who can hear your voice from within our hearts, find our lost bodies, and bow our heads deeply before you. Please let each of us feel that you have gone through a course of history of much suffering and turmoil before us, in order to find each of us alone. 4-282. The purpose which people desire to fulfill, can you meet God, or not? Yes, we can. But even if you met God, you would not know it, because God doesn't have a body. Therefore, in order to manifest his body to all of his creation, Heavenly Father used Adam as his body, showing his face through that of his Son. We should know that this is God's ideal of creation. God is the original spiritual focal point, and Adam is the original physical focal point. These two focal points create a 90-degree angle. This is God's purpose of creation, and this is the purpose which men desire. Had Adam and Eve not fallen, they would have occupied the positions of Heavenly Father and Mother for eternity in the spiritual world. But due to the fall, their positions are far different. Had there been no fall of man, everyone could have gone to the kingdom of heaven in the spiritual world simply by attending his own parents as though he were attending God. 119-109-3. Reason to be born. This created world is round everywhere. The sun, the earth, the stars, everything is created round. Even our mouth, if we analyze it, is all round. No matter what, everything is created that way. Therefore, how hard is it to make movements? How good to laugh? Then, in what kind of relationships does the universe exist? It makes relationships by going around and around, making circular, cyclical movements. Even if one individual thing has a round shape, it does not exist by itself individually but makes a relational connection with the whole. Then why are we born? We are born to resonate with the beat of this huge, relational universe. We are born to keep time with the universe. How great this feeling is! Ocean waves make great loud sounds. There are the same sounds inside my heart. When the wind soughs serenely, it makes my heart feel serene. When a flower releases a beautiful fragrance, it stirs a fragrance in my heart. What a wonderful feeling that is! 104-122, when you were born, how were you born? If you were born from love, raised in love, live in love, and die in love, then to give birth is something to be grateful for, to live life is something to be grateful for, and even to die is something to be grateful for. All of you should be aware that I was born by having participated in the place where my father and mother loved and treasured each other the most. You need to know that you are a participator in love. Because you were born in the love of your parents, think that. Therefore, the reason why the flag makes motion is to show a sign of love. We are all meant to live for the sake of love throughout our lives. So when we see a mother, we wave a flag of love, and when we see a father, we wave a flag of love, and we wave the flag for our brothers and sisters. 103-258, 4. The relationship between a moment and a whole life. You must know that the crux of life exists not in some long period of time but in a single moment. One who ignores a moment fails to possess something precious. Such a person cannot become a great person, nor can he inherit the throne and crown of God. Therefore, you must be careful about each word you speak, each action you take, even things you think, in order to make one moment shine and glow. You must deal with life and solve problems, believing that the content of your daily life will all remain as phenomena in relationship to the world, because that is the only way the realm of victory is determined. In this way, it only takes one moment for the realm of victory to be determined. Therefore, you should know that a historical realm of victory and a cosmic realm of victory are determined in one moment. One who knows the infinite value of making a moment shine in lives accordingly can become a great person, even a saint or God's son or daughter. In this way, the crux of life and death lies in the single moment. Today, our attitude is the problem. Of course, it is necessary to first desire the coming of the kingdom and to wish for the will to be done. But what is more important is how we can become one with the will of God, centering on myself. If we take this 1 hour, we see that how we use it to become one with the will is more important than to desire the kingdom of God to come. Therefore, first of all, we must make an individual level, a family level, a tribal level, and a national level environment where we can inherit the will in order to make a relationship with the will of God. Then, centered on God, how do we make a relationship with the will in this 1 hour? This is a very important issue. Looking at the history of restoration through indemnity, there were 4,000 years from Adam's family through Noah's family, Abraham's family, and Moses' family all the way down to the family of Joseph, the father of Jesus. Here, however, what led to their failure did not occur over the span of, say, a year. In Adam's family, the fall of Adam and Eve was not a result of a planned failure that took 1 year or 10 years or several decades. Their failure was brought forth in 1 second, and that failure of one moment became the base for the corruption of the nation which had been in preparation for millions and billions of years. When we think about this, we come to know how fearful one moment is. Due to this failure of one moment, so many people who sought a religious path during human history had to go through great suffering, and many races that could not follow the path of the will fell into ruin. All these became part of a tremendous offering of indemnity. When we understand this, a single hour that we ordinarily live so casually in our daily life becomes fearful. But even more, we have to feel what a fearful moment is, even 1 second of 1 hour that goes by as the clock steadily ticks. We have to become people who can know how to fight evil in the moment. Therefore, you should know that even the eternal kingdom of heaven does not exist without having an integral relationship with the single moment. Eternity does not start when we die. It begins at the moment we come to know God's will. Therefore, in pursuit of our life of faith centering on our life course, if one thinks, if I can't make it this year, I will do it next year. If I can go in my adolescence, then I will go in my 20s. If not in my 20s, then in my 30s. If not in my 30s, then in my 40s. And if not in my 40s, well, then I will do it in my 50s. If one lives his whole life like this, he would never have lived one day of being one with God's will. If a person lives like this, he would not be able to go to the kingdom of heaven when he dies. Even if a person lives in a godly nation, how can he go to the kingdom of heaven if he was unable to live even one day according to a victorious standard? How can a person enter into the eternal world if he could not live even 1 year according to a victorious standard? This is a sad problem. Therefore, in the life of religious people, that which is more important than dreaming of eternity, is how they can work with heaven in everyday life to eradicate evil and become fighters for goodness. We must know that, more than anything, this is a crucial matter. From this perspective, Adam and Eve's momentous failure led to the resentment and anguish of thousands of years. It was in Adam's family that Cain and Abel had to solve the resentment of their parents and demolish the wall that existed between the brothers, thus creating a spiritually healthy family root. But the murder of Abel, who stood as a representative of the providence for restoration, took place in 1 second, as well. You should know that, even in the suffering course of Noah, who toiled to build an ark for 120 years, when God told Noah, "The time has come to realize the day of my desire. Go and launch the ark now," it was done in only 1 second. Those who followed this order could receive God's eternal blessing, but those who could not were buried within the realm of eternal judgment. The same is true with Abraham. When God blessed Abraham, saying, "I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies," the blessing was also bestowed in 1 second, in the blink of an eye. When Abraham made an offering, he did not take some 10 years. It was done in a day. The time it took him to cut the offering and place it on the altar was less than an hour, but this single hour contained the root of everything concerning historical life and death, curse and blessing. If there was a mistake there, this root would have been destroyed. Today, what religious people must fear is not the judgment which will come in the last days, but how they can connect the many moments of their everyday lives with God's will. 37-219, 5. The childhood period and the order of three stages. Who are Adam and Eve? If God created Adam and Eve, how did He create them? If God used some clay to create them, what kind of clay did He use? From where did He begin? From where did Adam and Eve's lives begin? We cannot think that when God created Adam and Eve, He created them as adults. Rather, God created them as infants. Without the notion that God behaved like a mother who gave birth to, cradled, and raised a baby, we cannot find a logic to explain the formation of all existence. Everything in the universe grows through three stages. That's why there was a period of childhood for Adam and Eve. Then there was a time of adulthood. The next step was to have been a period of perfection. This is a principle of the universe. Then what was Adam and Eve's childhood like? We must start from the theory that the invisible God went through a process of creation from the invisible world to the visible world, a process in which He even held and raised a baby. What is this all about? How does one go from a birth, to growing up, to maturing, to coming to the position of being able to marry and become a parent? How does one proceed? Well, God set up stages of a long historical process for living beings. Through stages, man goes from a period of youth through one of manhood to a period of advanced age. The fact is that it is through individual people growing in human families that God wants to see the embodiment of His own historical, invisible process that He Himself went through to grow. Only from these thoughts can the theory of the oneness of Father and a Son be produced. The Father is vertical and the Son is horizontal. Therefore, we can say it is a theory of the oneness of vertical and horizontal. 225-198, 6. The path of our life. We know that the society, nation, and world in which we live are far from ideal. There are all sorts of pain and suffering, and good and evil compete together and overlap in confusion. There is no one but myself who can go to the destination of my desire and intention. If there were 100 people, each person has to struggle mightily with his environment to create goodness in his everyday life. Therefore, we come to feel through our daily life that virtually nobody is confident to complete the day's work toward spiritual victory that he plans in the morning. Further, the more we feel that the evil of the environment is an obstacle in our daily lives, and the bigger the scope of the environment, as in the case of society or the world, the more we must cultivate a driving determination to bring a victorious result in our everyday life. If we do not, we will feel that a particular day of our lives will end in defeat. Such single days of defeat will eventually add up to a month, and such months will add up to a year. If we add one day 30 times, it will come to 1 month, won't it? But this 1 month bears an environment that makes it difficult for us to achieve our plan for spiritual success. Therefore, in order to bring victory within this 1 month, we must equip ourselves with enough driving determination to break through all kinds of complicated situations that will arise and all sorts of conditions that interfere with our planned path. Otherwise, we cannot complete the month's plan and claim victory. 1 year consists of 12 months, which are 365 days. In order to achieve victory for that year, one must set some goals on New Year's Day, and make matching conditions that allow one to thrust aside all the trials and interference that the year can produce. If this isn't done, there will arise an environment that is opposing, repelling, and destructive. In order to accomplish such a year of victory, one needs to be equipped with a fighting spirit, a driving power. If we live a year like this, and then continue on, it will eventually add up to 10 years, then 20 years, and 30 years, and that becomes the path of our life. 31 to 30, today, individuals, families, tribes, nations, and the entire world cannot escape from the realm of time. It has been the same throughout human history. Wherever men live, there is always a goal to be accomplished. We can focus on such a goal for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 70 years, and, indeed, our entire life. But the bigger our goal is, the stronger we must pledge internally. Otherwise we'll be unable to reach it. Unless we maintain an internal determination that can surpass the goal through the process called time, we'll never accomplish it. 7. The original homeland to which we are to go. You may not know much about the reality of the spiritual world, but, with God's special grace, I know the unknown world more than anyone else. Digging into the root of that world, we find its structural principle to be quite simple. You must understand that this world is a place where only those who lived for the sake of others go. This is because unselfish love is the principle of heaven and earth, the root of the ideal that God created. The ideal world of the kingdom of heaven is structured with this kind of content. This is a plain fact. The spiritual world is the original homeland to which we are to go. Today, we are exiles from our original homeland and live a fallen life. But our fate is to return there. We cannot, however, enter there by ourselves, so God has to set up a path in the course of history so people can go in. This is why God created so many different religions, to be training grounds to make a path for every people, culture, custom, and tradition. Religions polish people to be qualified to enter the region of the original homeland. Because of humankind's many different cultural backgrounds, God sought and set the standard of comparison and has been leading the way toward one unified religious world. What does religion, which guides man to the original homeland, teach? It promotes the path of living for the sake of others. The higher the religion, the stronger it emphasizes the importance of living for others. Therefore, we must be gentle and meek. Why? We must strive to stand in a position to lift up many people and live for their sake. Religion teaches us to sacrifice and serve. Why? Because religions must train people to fit the rules of the kingdom of heaven. 78-117, 8. The most wonderful path in life. What should be our path in life? Clearly, to possess God's love. Do you understand? Yes. To possess God's love is the most wonderful end. This is the path that both men and women must tread. Even monkeys and ants wish for this. Our course should be to search for the God of love, who is the infinite and only one, even if we must go through the valley of death 10 or 100 times. Even if we die, we should continue this course to find this love. It's the most wonderful path in life. What is the end point of our desire? It is possessing God's love. When we talk about possessing God, unless through it we possess love more precious than my own, then God is not my God. That's why we must possess God's love. Indeed, if we can only possess this love, it is okay if God is not there. When His love becomes mine and mine becomes His, the internal and the external become one for the first time. A nation based on this kind of love becomes an ideal homeland, where there is no class system of high and low. Do you understand? When we can lie in that place of love, there is nothing in existence that doesn't look wonderful. We would feel that there is nothing under the sun that does not exist for me. If this is God's love, then what is the heavenly world like, the kingdom of heaven to which mankind is meant to go? That is a place filled with love. 39-210, 9. The standard of birth and the standard of life. 1. The wrong standard of birth. Today, people of the world do not know that even if they occupy a prestigious position in society, their birth was spiritually sullied. They don't know that they were born with a lineage connected to God's enemy Satan and to his life and lineage. This is a serious problem. People are born out of Satan's love. Thus, the fallen world came to be linked with man, and Satan's love was linked even to the parents, life and lineage became once centered on Satan's illicit love, and that blood is running through the lives of my father and my mother. Today, this blood is mixed in me. The fruit of Satan's life, love, and lineage is myself. Do you understand? I am the best fruit of love, but we are still linked to those three things. Until now, we did not know this. We could not imagine what occurred at the foundation of human history. True parents came in this age and for the first time proclaimed the origin of the fall. Your blood and all your five senses belong to Satan's love, life, and lineage. It is the same as saying that a satanic world is running through your veins. Satan automatically made a fruit of his ideal, and God has been trying ever since to save men and women, helping them become original, pure, perfected human beings. Where did you begin? You began from Satan, from Satan's love. Did you see how you started? No, you didn't. When did it happen? A long time ago. A long time has passed since the owner of this house signed the contract, as it were. Even if a new resident came, even after 6,000 years, the person who has the contract papers is the owner of the house. Do you understand? It is the same thing with fallen nature. You must know that your starting point was corrupt. America and Americans have no understanding of the fall of man. We do not know how we are connected to the 6,000-year history of restoration. But the root of the original essence is there. A central root is connected to the central seed. Everything is connected to the central root. Since your start was all wrong, you must return to the original point. Since humankind began as false parents, we must return and do it over again as true parents. How serious is this? It's imperative that I be connected again to God's love, life, and lineage. That's why you did a ceremony of the change of the blood lineage at your blessing, the time of your restart, didn't you? You must believe in that more than your life. You should not think it was just a unification church ceremony or a common religious rite. It's like an inoculation that can give new life to replace the dead love. It's a detoxification shot. Through this ceremony, your false love was forgiven and you were blessed, so you must not entertain other thoughts. Our own ancestors fell, and we know how this one grave mistake sacrificed all of human history. Knowing this, we cannot tread the same path again. Absolutely not. Have you thought about the ghastly price that has been paid throughout history because of man's use of illicit love in the fallen universe? You must clearly know how vast the impact and influence of the fall were on individuals, families, societies, nations, and the world. You must know this clearly. So you were born in corruption. Look at yourself in the mirror. This is your birth. Such an illicit love. Father spits. This nose, this mouth, even if your face looks good. Father spits again. You should spit at yourself. This body has been Satan's central channel. So we must deny our bodies. We were born corrupt. How terrible that birth is corrupt. We must cry out and reverse the corruption. 216-109-2, the standard of life. When I say life here, I mean eternal life. I'm not referring only to the spiritual world but to a life to live for eternity. How do we cultivate such a life? The entity known as I was created to be an object of God's love. I am a partner of God's love. God is absolute, and He is the center of life which is eternal. Therefore, God's ideal is even more eternal, and the center of that ideal is the ideal of true love. I am the partner of that love. How precious the position of God's eternal partner is. How do I come to that eternal place? Do you know what makes for true love? It is when a subject and an object become one. This sort of love can make a nation become one. When that happens, you can go anywhere and it will follow you. You can even inherit all its property. But most importantly, you can inherit the place of God's eternal life, and even His heart. God's heart of love, God's heart that is always with the creation and all things, God's heart of wanting to be in the heart of every single person, you can inherit all of these things. Therefore, how precious is this? I went through a miserable course of suffering to discover this precious value, and I came to stand upon this foundation. How glad we must be! It is the most lofty, solemn, and noble thing, this foundation of being God's eternal partner, which cannot be replaced by anything. It is an amazing grace. Now we can stand in the same position as God, to the extent that we can participate in the place of eternal true love. You cannot find this concept of eternal life no matter where you go in the outside world, no matter where you go throughout Korea. This is a problem. Since I was born as an eternal existence, why don't you die and go to the spiritual world and investigate if what I say is the truth? You will make an amazing leap in 1 second. The spiritual world is in a different dimension from this limited earthly world. We cannot move freely in the mundane confines, but the spiritual world is a higher dimensional place, so anything can be done. You can jump beyond time. If you have a desire for something centering on true love, you can get it anytime, anywhere. It is boundless. We must know that we are created as eternal beings. I is an object centering on the true love of an eternal being. If we become eternal beings of true love and go to the spiritual world, we'll be completely free. But to do this, we must be trained in true love here on the earth. Do you understand? You are not yet ready. Without completing this kind of work, you cannot go to the realm of freedom in the spiritual world. But if you perfect true love on the earth, you can go anytime. Now, what are the standards of life? First, there must be a standard of good and evil. Second, a starting point of original goodness. What is the third? It is an eternal life. I know this very well. Even if a battle I'm in is fierce, even if people shoot guns, I am without fear. Aren't you, too? Isn't it the most powerful unification church? Right? Yes. How about you? Are you truly a brave person? Trying. It is worthless to try. That is a position of doing things by halves and not being able to achieve things. God would not deal seriously with such a person. You must secure the point of the terminus, achieve the goal of true love. That is the position that God would use. When I as an eternal being achieve true love, true life, and true lineage, God can appear and connect to me. So the conclusion is certain. I live for eternity. I was created by God in this way to live for eternity centering on true love. Have you completed this yet? Did you succeed in it, or not? If you come to fulfill this portion of responsibility, you will be truly successful. The next essential problem follows logically from this: you don't know how to fulfill your responsibility. So we need re-education. Yet another problem is the concept of the church and the society. The true concept of church is a family centered on the church. Prior to this is an individual centered on a family. It is not a family centered on an individual. Because individuals haven't centered on their families, all kinds of social disturbances occur in the world. Centering on the higher good is the public path. We cannot deny this. In addition, the church must be centered on the nation. The nation shouldn't live for the church. Rather, the church exists to save the nation. Therefore, once we know unification thought, we are automatically set to save the nation through the church. All of us unification church members must work to save the nation. 216-115, Section 2. The position of human beings 1. The purpose of God's creation of man. Why did God create man? The first reason is for God Himself to be able to stand in the position of parents. But parents are invisible in the spiritual world and thus cannot procreate. Therefore, in order to become parents of bodily human beings, God must have a body. Otherwise, He cannot be the creator. Second, in the vertical world of spirit, if or there is a line perpendicular to the vertical line, no area is produced. This is a metaphor to indicate that in the spiritual world there is no multiplication of beings. But, extending the metaphor, when this perpendicular line is moved horizontally through 360-degree planes to create a sphere, a lot of space is produced. In that space, a base of physical bodies can be produced in order that the citizens of the kingdom of heaven can be multiplied. Do you understand? The third reason is to maintain characteristics of eternity within man, the realm of the object of love. What this means is that it is not only Adam and Eve who are to be the objects of God's love. In the same way Adam and Eve stand in the position of the object of God, so do their children. Therefore, God created man in order to eternally preserve this position of God's object. Do you understand what this is about? Both Adam and Eve call God Father. Then how will their children call God, Uncle or Grandpa? They'll call God Father. Yes, They will call God Father. To recapitulate, first, a form is needed. There must be a form of parents. God must acquire the form of Adam's father spiritually to show, this is the parents. Second, the production center is necessary in order to produce the citizens of the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, husband and wife are the factory. If they are the factory, which is better, mass production or a little production? Mass production is better. Mass production is better. Then how many dozens would you like to produce? The more the better? The fewer the better? You women, how many dozens are you going to bear? When God sees birth control, he grimaces. Then what are you going to do? If the factory automates mass production and there comes to be mass production everywhere, the kingdom of heaven will be full. That's why women are created to bear many children. 2. Man as a mediator of the spiritual world and the physical world. When we think of the process of God's creation, God created all things first and then man. Everything began centered on God. We know that God's will and heart for the creation was to see the unification of God, man, and all things from their appropriate positions. First there is God, then there is the earth and the created world, and in it there are people. Man stands in the position between God and the creation. Therefore, we must know that man is a mediator who can be a connecting point between the spiritual world and the physical world. 67-143, 3. Body and mind, and the spirit body. How does this created world in which we live today exist? It has two axes, a visible axis and an invisible one, creating a dual structure. As things revolve around a subject, this subject itself makes a revolving movement. It is the same as occurs when the body and mind engage in give and take action. All beings exist according to this principle. In the fallen human world today, the axis must be fixed in the course of restoration. They must be corrected. As for man, what is the center of his body? It is the mind. Each person has a spirit body. His body revolves around his mind and moves in accordance with the order of his mind. If his mind says, go to the east, his body must head toward the east, and if his mind says to go west, his body must go west. His body cannot make a move by itself. Only when we can get to the place where both our body and mind desire to go can we relax and be truly happy. Isn't that right? Even though we might be struggling mightily to achieve a goal, we cannot feel happy if we haven't yet accomplished it. We feel joy only when we can achieve success. 136-14, from God's perspective, there is God, and then Adam comes. The mind of Adam contains God, and this mind is called the spirit mind. What is the spirit mind? God, who is the vertical subject, dwells in the mind of horizontal Adam, and this mind is a mind to attend God. This is called spirit mind. 50-19, man has both mind and body, and above mind is a spirit, and above the spirit is God. Therefore, man can only become perfected after becoming completely one with God. A human being, even if he is only one insignificant individual, represents all of human history and even all of the future providence. Therefore, he has a cosmic value. Man, in his pursuit of his life's providence, must attend his own mind or heart. This is an ironclad rule of heaven. Heaven would punish a person who fails to follow his original mind's order. Up until now, heaven has been saying to man in the course of history, centering on your mind, live according to your own conscience and belong to the side of goodness. Be careful not to be caught in some materialistic, evil conditions. Then, is the standard of man's conscience able to receive the heart of heaven 100%? No, it's not that way at all. In fact, man's fallen conscience is offended by so many restrictions. But at the entrance to the kingdom of heaven, which is the hope that all of you long for, there's a gate of judgment. Our course is made all the more difficult because we are currently in a historical period of fear, anxiety, and confusion. In other words, it is an era in which even if one struggles to achieve goodness, he many times cannot. Today, we should not possess so many material things. This is because, when God created man, he first created the material, or the body, and then breathed into it a spirit. Therefore, man is composed of body and the spirit, but spirit is the center. If this world moves toward centering on a materialistic authority, a period of struggle of thought would ensue. In fact, This phenomenon was conspicuous right after World War II. Eventually, however, an era of thought centered on the mind will appear. Then, what kind of thought would this be? It would be thought that penetrates materials, penetrates hearts, and centers on spirit. The course of restoration is seeking an era of thought centered on spirit. Humankind is in a situation of having lost this, and is still in the state of having lost the harmony of spirit, conscience, and body. Therefore, we must go beyond material and spirit, and proceed to God. Humanity is just about to enter into the era of spirit. Therefore, there appear many mad people on the streets today. 4-268, 4. Complete motion and resonance. There are cells in the body and mind. You know that there are the spiritual five senses and that we have a spirit body, don't you? The cells of both the internal self and external self must resonate with each other. The spiritual being, which is our internal self that can live for eternity, and the physical being, which is our external self that can live in the kingdom of heaven on earth, must be able to resonate with each other, centered on love. When they resonate, the sound should be the same, showing that the two are bound together. When they are bound together, they revolve. When revolving, they revolve around one central point. When the resonating spirit body and physical body become harmonized centered on God's love, spiritual cells and physical cells engage in perfect motion together. Perfect motion. You need to know this. Therefore, when our eyes become perfectly harmonized with the world of spirit, they can see the whole land of the spiritual world as well as the land of the physical earth. This is because they engage in perfect motion. Isn't a microphone the same way? If its quality is good, the sound can vibrate 100%. Similarly, once our whole body becomes one with the power of love, centering on both spirit and body, and creates a realm of explosion, the spiritual world, physical world, and God cannot help but resonate with that realm. It is the same with the hands. If my hands are in such a state of oneness with true love and touch something, electricity runs through the creation. You can feel it. Once there is such an electricity, everything wants to cling to you. Once such a person appears, God and even the whole universe want to cling to and follow him wherever he goes. When there is a perfect plus, a perfect minus will always follow it. And if there is a perfect minus, even if there is not a perfect plus, it must appear and follow it. This is a universal law. 171-103, just as a person has a mind and body, he himself has a dual structure. It applies to men as well as women. Both men and women are composed of a mind person and a body person. So when we add a man and a woman together, we can say there are four persons there. Divided, there are four persons, but the point is how these four can become one. With what intention did God create these four persons like this? How do we make the four into one? Will God do it by force or by pressure? No. If they center on God's true love, these four can become completely one. All of you possess a spirit, called a spirit self in the Unification Church, and a physical body. The cells of our spirit self, even though invisible to our own eyes, exist in just the same way as physical cells. The spiritual world exists just as substantially as the physical world, even if we cannot see it. Then when can a spirit self and physical body become one? This is the problem. It is similar to a tuning fork. When a tuning fork is struck, it can make a nearby tuning fork resonate at the same frequency. The spiritual situation is parallel. Once God's love matches perfectly with our mind, our body automatically responds. Therefore, that which lets our mind and body resonate 100% and allows them to come into the realm of oneness is not God's wisdom or power. It is only love that does the job. Only love. What is the focal point, the ideal standard, that your physical five senses and your spiritual five senses long to reach? That point is not God's power or wisdom. Love is the concentrating point as a center and a standard of everything. 138-254, Section 3. The Essence of Human Life 1. Spirit is the essence of human life just as an electron revolves around a proton. Human beings are made to revolve around God. God can pursue the providence of restoration because man's mind, which is like an electron, naturally relates to God's mind, which is like a proton. When we think like this, if one searches for the word of truth, even all by himself, he can come to feel the vibration of God's life and the harmony of God's love. Thus, the way to search God's life and love through the way of truth is the way to become valuable oneself. As Saint Paul said, you can become the light of the world because you have the love of God within yourself. The truth has a central core that is eternal and unchanging. Then how can we search for the truth, judging what is good and what is bad in this evil world? You have to become totally selfless and take the lowest position. The Bible says that whoever exalts himself will be humbled and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Man's essence is spirit. Therefore, when you go to the spiritual world, you will realize more deeply that the essence of being human is to live for the sake of others. Nevertheless, why does man deal with everything so selfishly? It's because mankind has a blood relationship with Satan, who is the angel that violated heavenly law. 2:137, so it's important that we eat spiritual food. Do you know what spiritual food is? When you are hungry and you have to choose between spiritual food and physical, you have to think that spiritual food is more delicious than physical food. In order to stand on the side of God, you have to train yourself that spiritual food is tastier than physical food and that the taste of life centered on spiritual power is better than the taste of life centered on physical power. Should the taste of the spiritual life be more delicious than the taste of the physical life? Shouldn't it be more delicious? Should be more delicious. No, physical life is spiritual life. I don't know anymore. Laughter. That's because everyone knows that. What is your response when asked, what about you? When you are hungry at lunchtime, you say, hey, it's lunchtime. Don't you? Laughter. Is there any time more serious than this? Therefore, we come to the conclusion that, centered on oneself, we have to eat spiritual food, enjoy spiritual life, and revel in spiritual love rather than enjoying the taste of physical things like food, sleep, and sex. The spiritual taste should be better than all external tastes combined. However, you don't have that confidence. Laughter. This is not a laughing matter. This is the reality. 131-211, 2. The meaning of the Lord of creation. If we look at our nation, we find many tribes. There are a host of individuals among the many tribes. And I am just one of the many individuals among them. If we look at ourselves this way, we can think about how far we have to go to achieve the world of victory and the world of hope. But you should never say that it is acceptable for you to live the way you are living today. What we have to do to go the way of goodness is to prepare ourselves to gain authority as a Lord of creation, in which you can take dominion over the whole cosmos as a son or daughter of God. What does the phrase Lord of creation mean? Who is the Lord of creation? Today, people say that the Lord of creation is a human being. But God is the Lord of origin of all the creation, isn't it true? You know that spirit exists, don't you? Human beings have spirit. In fact, human beings are the leaders of the spiritual world. Therefore, we call them spiritual lords, connected directly with God. A human being cannot become a Lord of creation by himself. When a person is a part of the creation himself, how can he become a Lord of creation? The creation is a relative, resultant entity. The creation alone cannot connect to the cause nor dominate the cause. The creation is to be dominated by the cause. You are definitely a resultant being. Lord of creation in Chinese characters means central spiritual existence. You should understand that this phrase refers in one sense to the originally intended relationship of oneness between God and human beings. Therefore, the Lord connects to God. However, not all human beings are lords, even though we say man is the Lord of creation. People who are qualified to become the Lord exist in a special realm. Those people who are qualified to join the club of the Lord must at least not live for the sake of the individual. They are the people who live for the sake of the whole. God works to fulfill His desire centered on this kind of people. 32-136, when one is asked how man should live and is told that he should live eternally, that is good news, isn't it? Well, in this evil world we live 70 or 80 years and then. One may think, what is the difference between one ant's death and one man's death? The difference is due to man's being a spiritual being. Spiritual being. Right? Lord of creation. Even though man fell, he is still the Lord of creation. What a wonderful title. For what reason can man become the Lord of creation? It's because he has a mind that does not age, that's eternal. All things can change. Even pure gold changes. The color fades away. It fades because of weathering action. But the human mind does not fade or wear out. Therefore, mind has the highest authority, because, like God, it is unchanging. 159-278, we human beings with a physical body, centering on what do we call ourselves lords? The title Lord of Creation is not centered on money, knowledge, or power but on God's highest love. 3. Inner self and outer self. What is man's original fate? It is to enjoy, praise, and respect in the realm of God's absolute love and in the relationship with the Creator of all things in heaven and earth in a perfected harmony of love. Man was created to be in complete harmony with heavenly and earthly destiny in this relationship. That's why man has an invisible mind and visible body. If we had been born according to God's original plan, would we have been afflicted by a struggle between mind and body? Or would there have been complete unity between them? There would have been complete unity. God is absolute and omnipotent, and has the best technology and the best in everything. Do you think such a God would have created man with two different purposes, a mind and body struggling with each other? Looking at yourself, you find your inner and outer selves in conflict. Do they struggle or don't they? They struggle. When will this conflict end? After 10 years? Does it seem like it will never end, even after you die? If God intentionally created man to struggle this way, then this God does not have one purpose but two purposes. Therefore, this God is a God of chaos. But when we observe all the laws of the universe, we clearly understand that they exist with one purpose and with a definite order, without mistake. From this we know that man was not created with two purposes. Therefore, we must search our original mind, putting aside our body and looking for the origin. 44-194, when we look at our physical self and spiritual self, which is more important? It is the spiritual self. Our physical body will decay after 70 or 80 years in the realm of time and space. Spirit, however, has the authority to go beyond time and space. So it is man's original desire to realize this historical responsibility and fulfill it. No matter how good and rich a life you may live centered on your physical body, you cannot avoid death. Your physical body will eventually die. Then which is more important, the spiritual standard or physical standard? We are not meant to live centered on the physical standard. The physical self exists for the sake of the spiritual self, and the spiritual self exists for the sake of the physical self. You should not live your life the same way as the people of this world. You have to start from a more effective position, uniting your physical and the spiritual selves, from the position that your spiritual self is the subject. This is the road that you who have unification ideology should take. Nevertheless, many people still live to eat centered on the physical body. 20-326, 4. The purpose of God's will is the perfection of spiritual self and physical self. What is the essence of God's will? It is the perfection of the spiritual self and the physical self. Looking at ourselves, we can set up a metaphor, saying that the past is spiritual and the present is physical. The present represents the physical body, the junction of the two worlds, spiritual and physical. Because the present position represents the satanic world, our physical body should overcome the satanic world. Also, we have to build a spiritual foundation of overcoming the past satanic world. This is what has to be done. If we overcome the past and the present, we can build a foundation for our spiritual self and physical self that is a blessing for the future. 73-96, what we have to understand is that today this fallen physical world is the subject, not the spiritual world. In order to perfect ourselves, the physical world and not the spiritual world is the subject. We have to clearly understand this point, for purposes of perfection, the physical world is the subject instead of the spiritual world. Perfecting the physical world, then, means the perfection of both spiritual world and physical world. Therefore, we have to understand the importance of our physical body to our lives. 91-178, 5. Perfection of our spiritual self is a direct path to the heavenly kingdom. When we raise chicks, they grow to be hens and roosters, and they crow according to the different seasons. Are you going to always remain chicks? It is time for you to grow. Therefore, whether I am here in Korea or not, you have to grow. What I want to ask you now is to become a historical fruit being. Whatever you may go through, you have to bear fruit. You have to be fruitful, just like an apple with perfect color receiving good sunlight. When the people come to know about this apple orchard and how good its fruit is, they will travel a long distance to eat it. Do you understand what I am talking about? Yes. 82-39, Father writes on the blackboard and points to diagrams. Through here and through here we go to heaven. Therefore, this is three stages. 1, 2, and 3, right? We should go this way. Is there anyone who is confident that he is not going to the spiritual world? Raise your hand. When you die, you will all go to the spiritual world. You will go through this way. You have to go to the spiritual world through a victorious position representing past, present, and future. You will go here vertically, but this vertical line and this vertical line have to become parallel. You have to go through vertical and horizontal lines. In order to go here, if this angle differs, then you cannot reach your destination, and everything will be far away. You should take this way. Now we have to gather all the fruit and plant them in the spring. Then, how can God work through this kind of man in His providence for restoration? You all know the providence for restoration because of me. As God chose me as a man who matched His essential standard, I also choose people who are like me. Therefore, you have to collect the fruit. Father writes on the board. So there are many fruits. If there is an apple among them, it must be a very good one. But once a crow pecks on it, will it still be a perfect one? This is also plus and minus. Man is plus and woman is minus. Thus, two people become perfectly one. 216-265, Section 4. The preciousness of the physical body 1. You have to prepare on the earth once God created Adam, Eve, and the archangel, He said it was good. He meant they shouldn't fight one another. It is the teaching of religion that the mind conquers physical desire. We have to conquer evil to gain goodness. When our physical body wins completely, it means even Satan has surrendered. His root is cut off. When we conquer Satan, we can go to heaven. We can't conquer Satan without a physical body. The reason is that since the physical body had an accident on the earth, it must be fixed on the earth. Unless you accomplish whatever you're supposed to do on the earth, you will go to hell. Therefore, when you gain victory on the earth and stand on the heavenly side of goodness, you can go to the eternal heaven. 65-294, Our physical life is short. It is not long. If you knew it, you wouldn't want to waste time sleeping and eating. You should eat while marching forward. You should sleep while marching forward. Eat while walking and play while walking. It is so miserable, isn't it? The more miserable it is, the greater blessing you receive. More than anyone else in the whole world, you need to know this historical content. 80-226, Our stage is a worldwide offering table. Therefore, these all things are worldwide all things. My body is the body of humankind in the whole world. My heart is the heart of all humankind. The center of my heart is one with God. These are one offering. Who is going to disgrace the offering? Things don't happen accidentally. The preparation is not easy. Therefore, when we think about our whole life, those who know that childhood is the preparation time for adolescence will be prosperous. The prime time is the time of preparation for old age. Old age is the time of preparation to go to the spiritual world. Our whole life is a training and preparation period to gain a universal personality. 147-188, Even though we live in this world, we know there is the spiritual world besides the physical world. We know this world and the spiritual world are not two different worlds but should be connected as one. Then what kind of place are we supposed to go and live? Even though we live in this world with a physical body, we are aiming toward the eternal world. After their birth, people in this world simply pass through their teens, 20s, 30s, middle age, prime age, and old age. After they pass youth and reach their prime, they enter old age gradually. They finish their life like the sunset. However, those who know that there is a spiritual world are aware that our life here is short but the world after death is eternal. Therefore, our life is a time to prepare for the eternal life. Isn't this world like that? For example, there is a certain standard in school of how many credits a student has to gain in one semester and in one year. If the standard is 100%, you can be recognized in school according to how much you accomplish toward the goal. The less you accomplish, the further you will be from the standard of the school. We can use this standard to calculate everything. We live in the physical world like students preparing to gain credit in school. We prepare to gain credit throughout our life, aiming for the result that we are destined to accomplish in our life process. In other words, you live daily life based on the standard of how much you accomplish of your responsibility. 142-121, how great is God? God is absolute. If God has a desire to say, you should do it for me, do you think God provided the providence for salvation and is tiredly waiting for the fallen world? If I put you in God's position, how many days could you take his role? 1 week? No. Then 1 month? This is the problem. If you go to the spiritual world, you have to face it at once. Please, ask yourself when you wake up in the morning, wash your face, and look at yourself, what did you do? What are you going to do? The answer is obvious. You don't have to make excuses. It is clear. Don't you know yourself in the mirror well? You know which level of the spiritual world you are going to mostly. Do you know what I'm talking about? Yes. Death is coming. When you die, you'll be pulled according to how much you lived for yourself. If you are seldom selfless, you'll be pulled in this way. Even though I taught you very clearly, some fail and some go to hell. These people can't accuse me. They can't say, why didn't you teach me clearly while I was on the earth? Therefore, do not do anything for the sake of yourself but think how to live for the sake of God, heaven and earth, your nation, your tribe, your family, and your spouse. If you live for others, you'll be pulled into the perfect world even though you try to escape and try to go backward because you think it is for the sake of yourself. How peaceful it is! How easy it is! If you live your life centered on yourself, you have to worry about everything, saying, oh, I failed this and I failed that. However, if you live for the sake of others for 10, 20 years, everything will be your friend. If you live for the sake of others, your heart becomes empty, so the truth will come to you. When you try to live with the truth, God will follow you. He belongs to me because he wants to. This is logical. Therefore, those who want to live for the sake of others can completely inherit the completion era. This is the conclusion. What can we be proud of in the Unification Church? What is first? True love. What is next? True parents. These words are found only in the Unification Church. We can't find them in the dictionary. We have to make our own dictionary. Then true children. What comes next? True tribe. These are our four goals. What is the first one? True love. What is the second? True parents. What is the third? True children. What is the fourth? True tribe. We have to gain these. Without true love, all these are going to be destroyed. 203-101-2. Preciousness of the physical life. If you are liberated, God will be liberated. Is that right? Yes. If our family is liberated, the family in heaven will be liberated. If the physical world is liberated, heaven will be liberated. Therefore, the theory in the Bible, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever you free on earth will be freed in heaven, will be made clear by such an understanding of the unity of two structures. We should know that our physical life is really precious. We can conclude that we can liberate God and the universe and unite heaven and earth only while we are on the earth. Even if we sum up God and all things, we can't exchange our physical body for them. Why is it so? God can't perfect creation alone, without physical man. Therefore, our physical body is so precious. Isn't it wonderful? Man has a desire. What does God want man to have before a desire? This is what God wants man to have: love your physical body. Our physical body can't be exchanged for the universe. The Bible says, even though you gain the whole world, if you lose your eternal life, what can you gain? 91-19. When we restore the physical world and spiritual world, we bring them back to the original position. It costs the 70 to 80 years of our life to restore the spirit world as well as the physical world. There is no greater business than this. I spent my entire youth trying to accomplish it. As you know the truth now, you are a happy man. 15-146, today man lives only for 70 to 80 years. Our heart knows that it takes more than a million years to restore a historical sphere of goodness that we are supposed to be connected to for a short 70 to 80 years. We have to make a connection to a sphere of goodness for a short 70 to 80 years. Our conscience becomes desperate to know how immense this task is. We mustn't die. If we die, we can't accomplish it. While we are alive, we can make a connection to a sphere of goodness, restore the sovereignty of the fatherland, serve a heavenly sovereign, and live with the people in the nation. Then you can go to heaven in the spiritual world. If we can go there and can't see there, how anxious our heart will be. 155-27, after we go to the unlimited spirit world, time is eternal there. Once we see it, we can't help seeing it eternally. Do you understand? Once we do something there, it will be eternal. If we can go to such a place, and if a million people happen to know how to live there, how do we deal with ourselves? Have you even thought about such a thing? The only way to realize it is through our physical life. This is the only time to straighten out our life. There is no way to realize it by living for the sake of ourselves. Do you understand? Reverend Moon and the Unification Church didn't have to go through such a suffering course for the last 50 years if there was any way to realize it by living for the sake of ourselves. 59-50, man should follow the way of living according to the unification principle even after 1,000 years have passed. You can go this way within 60 or 70 years, or even 40 years. If you fail, you have to face judgment in the spirit world for a million years, for eternity. You know the existence of the spirit world, don't you? If I didn't know about the spirit world, you would have no way to know these things. No other theologian or religious leader in the world knows how the spirit world works and how it relates to the physical world. Everyone has to learn from me. Do you understand that you have such a privilege? 135-297, 3. Habit is important. The most important thing now is that we should destroy satanic habits to establish a new heavenly order. 213-19, I know you like kimchi and cockage and bean paste with hot pepper. Don't you? Yes. Do Western people like kimchi and cockage? At a glance, they run away. Laughter. We are still having leadership seminars in the United States. About 230 people participated in it this time. They ate kimchi in the hotel. The Western people complained, saying, "Oh, what kind of smell is this? This is the worst smell." And they ran away. On the contrary, Korean people say, "Oh, it is more delicious than honey." Laughter. How do you destroy a habit? Is it easy? Is it hard? Hard. What does it mean? Until now, you have had selfish habits, thinking that you should be superior in the satanic world. Those habits have become condensed. Are such condensed habits stronger or weaker than a habit of eating kimchi and cockage? Stronger. It is historical. Since the day Satan started his way, a traditional habit like a rotten root has been established. How do we pull it out? Don't be so loud. Don't say so loudly that you learned the principle from Reverend Moon. Even though you try to dig a hole to bury even the root, it is taller than you. It is too long to pull out from even the top of the tree. Then can you say out loud that you pulled it out, sitting there? It is a serious problem. Do you have confidence to go to heaven? To go to heaven, you have to have a traditional habit centered on God. 213-20, God is standing at your right side trying to protect you, and Satan is on the left side. He is the evil parent. Do you understand? If heaven stands in the front, Satan has to go to the back. However, since satanic world stands in the front, God is in the back. God is controlling the right side and Satan is standing in front, controlling the left. Then, where are they going? Instead of going to heaven, they are going in the opposite direction. They are going to be Epicureans pursuing physical pleasures. However, our way is the opposite. We go the 180-degree opposite way, to a suffering course and an even more suffering course. The way will be divided in two. Thus, You have to let your mind lead your body to establish good habits within 3 or 5 years. 214-228, 4. The reason why the earthly life is the first priority, everyone. Do you want to go to the spirit world soon, or not? Laughter, try to answer it. We want to go there. Does everyone want to go there? Yes. Then will you look for me at the museum there, or not? We'll look for you. When you see me there, will you say, "Oh, I know him"? Will you pay me respect? We will. If you try to touch me, I'll try to avoid you. Since I'm standing in a public position, I will try to avoid your touch. If you touch me, it will be a big problem. Therefore, you have to look at me from a distance. Is that true or false? True. You are wrong. The earth is the priority and the spirit world is secondary. You live your life on the earth and then go there. Which seems more valuable, to pay respect to me in the spirit world or in the physical world? In the physical world. No, in the spirit world. In the physical world. Your voices are weaker than mine. Spirit world. Physical world. You are right. Laughter, clapping. 205-252, 5. The standard of the physical world, my life is for the sake of God. You all should think to live for the sake of God and the world. You shouldn't think to live for the sake of yourselves. You should think about God, true parents, and human beings. To make a connection among God, true parents, and human beings and establish the four position foundation centered on you, you have to have true love. You have to become a true life, one who can inherit this universe centered on true love. You have to think about this all the time. Do you understand? Therefore, you always have to think how much closer you have lived to the heavenly standard. By living that way, you become a representative of human beings. You become the one who represents parents and God. You should understand it. If you live that way, there is no borderline whether you go to the spirit world or anywhere on the earth. There is no borderline wherever you may go. When you go to the spirit world, you can be free. You can realize whatever you think is necessary centered on such a loving heart, anytime. If you wish to eat a meal with 1,000 friends, you could do it. Such a world is waiting for you. It is only possible in the world of love to meet 10,000 people, 100,000, or many million people at the same time. Do you understand? When God had exercised His ability as the Creator, He created them centered on love, after He made a connection with true love. Do you understand? Unless you make a connection with true love, everything will be in vain. 147-115, 6. Everything will be recorded through the physical body. Imagine you take a picture of your heart and took at it. 19-26, if you have lived an unspeakably miserable life for more than two-thirds of your life, could you remove the two-thirds of your life? You can do it. These experiences stay with you. 34-139, why do we need indemnity? In order to restore things. Restoration is recreation. What kind of valuable life can you leave on the earth? Someone says, "Oh, I can go to heaven when I get old and believe in Jesus and die." Laughter. Can you correct your life when you get old? Soon you will be fertilizer. Therefore, you have to be young. It is better to know the truth when you are 15 years old than when you are 20 years old. It is more valuable for a baby to grow up with the truth than for a 15-year-old to get to know the truth. If something is lighter than air, it will rise up, and if it is heavier than air, it will sink. Do you understand? The one who is restored becomes completely empty. The physical body holds the spirit body. If the physical body is taken away, you'll rise up to the highest place. Then, how high can you go? You can go to where God puts you on His head like a hat, and He doesn't feel uncomfortable. God is rather happy about it. He likes to feel that you are clinging on Him. Since God is such a character, it doesn't bother Him to exercise so much around Him. When God laughs, everybody laughs very hard, ha, ha, ha. When God is tense, everybody gets tense. Everyone responds to God in an instant. Can you do it? There is plenty of water in a layer of your skin. Is it pure water or dirty water? Do you have any sand there? Do you have any pebbles there? Father laughs. After a large seasonal rainstorm passes, The water must be so dirty. Everything like piglets or calves is in that water. It will be more dirty than that. Everyone, think about it. Are you different from this? Think about it. Therefore, you need to filter the dirty water by stirring it. Isn't it necessary? So you need to provide a filter system. It is difficult, but you have to go through the sand, looking around right and left carefully. Is it all right to have an ego? If you have an ego, you will be stuck inside the filter. If the water accumulates dirt, it can't even flow, and everything will get stuck there. Have you ever thought that you would be inspected by such a system, like an X-ray, if you have to go to the spirit world right now? Will you go to hell? Where are you going? It is not a lie but the truth. When God thinks about evil people, does He need those who did go through the filter? Or does God need those who didn't go through the filter? Think about it. 97-67. The physical life is so important. When you go to the spiritual world, you have to wait for many years, even blessed couples. Don't you think your sons and daughters would say to you, "Why was I born like this? Why was I led here?" Do you think your sons and daughters will keep quiet? The level of each member of your family is different. When you go to the spiritual world, you go to your own suitable place and stay there for a long time. Your ancestors, your sons and daughters, will accuse you, saying, "Why did you do it? How come you couldn't do well?" You have to stay there as long as you need to. It is not an easy task. Therefore, you have to do it on the earth. You have to accomplish what I tell you on the earth. Here is a bolt. You have to make it fit and fill it. When a nut fits into a bolt, it will be filled. Do you understand? They have to fit each other. If they don't fit each other, they kick each other. Therefore, think how important life on the earth is. We can have only one life. It is almost one moment, but only once. If you compare your physical life to eternity, it is only one spot. It is too short. It is not significant. You have to prepare to go to the spirit world beyond your physical life. You always have to stand in the center and control everything to conquer it with such a main philosophy. Without it, you can't realize individual perfection. You should know it. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Yes. 207-99, 8. The portion of your responsibility through your physical body for you to live, you have to long for God and true parents. By doing so, you can live in a happy, safe, and fulfilled sphere, spiritually and physically. By love. Do you understand? Those who live like that in the physical world can do so in the spirit world. There is an expanded internal life on earth. The level of the expansion of your internal life will come out on the surface in the spirit world. Love is central, isn't it? Because the love within God and human beings can be like one cell of the body. The spirit world is the world where you become one of the cells. Once you enter into such a dimension, God will surely come inside your heart. When you call God, He'll answer in your heart, "What kind of person is calling me? What is it?" Therefore, responsibility is so important. We say responsibility in the Unification Church. I establish the principle of responsibility. Whenever you look at yourself in the morning, you have to think where you accomplish your responsibility. It is a serious matter. You can imagine your five senses. Your eyes, nose, mouth, hands, and ears are intoxicated by love, which you gain by accomplishing your responsibility. When you think about true love, how miserable it is to lose it. How much God has made effort to restore it. It isn't just an idea. When I think about it, I can't help lamenting with tears. 218-128, in order to accomplish your responsibility, what should you do? You should stand in a position to deny everything that has an emotional connection with Satan's heart, Satan's human heart, and Satan's lineage. Why? When Adam walked through the course of his portion of responsibility, did he carry Satan's emotion? Please answer me. What kind of satanic emotion did he carry? He didn't. Everyone, what are you now? Did you cut off all Satan's emotion to search for your portion of responsibility? We couldn't. Can it be your portion of responsibility? It can't. Therefore, you have to deny. 139-256, when man goes to the spirit world, will he be like that? Adam becomes God's body. As the scripture in John and Corinthians I record, don't you know you are to become the temple of God? The body is the holy temple where God dwells. It is the house. Now, how can you resemble God? By reaching the level of completion of your portion of responsibility, God dwells within you and you become one with God. Then, by love, the life of all creation can be connected and become one. 138-211, the more the circumstances have changed, the more things went wrong. Why? It is because they have lost the concept of eternity. They don't have confidence in the matter of eternal life. They are not sure if there is a God or not. Regarding this matter, they could not go beyond the circumstances by risking their lives. Everyone stays there, looking around, and falls into the comfortable way of this present life. Unless the concept of the eternal penetrates into them, they will fall into the middle sphere of the spirit world. Who can insert the concept of the eternal lineage into them? Only unification church teachings can penetrate them. If you are confident that our present life is not preparation for the physical life but for the life of the eternal world, you can leave it alone. The more our days pass, 40 years old and 50 years old, and the closer the day of our death comes, the more serious we become about the concept of eternity. Do you understand what I am talking about? The older we become, the weaker our love becomes. However, if we are penetrated by a concept of eternity, we become more serious. Evil circumstances and confused change are so frequent now. If you can overcome changing circumstances and keep an absolute concept of eternity, nothing can disturb you. Therefore, the point is how you can penetrate a concept of the eternal life. So whenever you give a lecture, you always have to teach centered on the matter of love and a concept of subject and object. You also have to teach God's principle of creation, that creation is centered on eternal love. You have to penetrate this backbone. Didn't God create Adam and Eve as the objects of His love? Because God created them like that, we should live as an object of God. You have to not only talk about it but actually feel it. And you have to understand it deeply. If you only knew how great the power of true love is, you couldn't help going this way even though someone told you not to go this way. Therefore, whenever you give a lecture, the point you must give all of your energy to is how you can get across the concept of eternal life. If you only do that, everything will be accomplished. Before 15 years old, you can use the standard of man's original nature before the fall. Because the age before 15 years old is before Adam and Eve fell, their original mind is still alive. Therefore, before adolescence or at adolescence they should know God section 4. The preciousness of the physical body 1. You have to prepare on the earth once God created Adam, Eve, and the archangel, He said it was good. He meant they shouldn't fight one another. It is the teaching of religion that the mind conquers physical desire. We have to conquer evil to gain goodness. When our physical body wins completely, it means even Satan has surrendered. His root is cut off. When we conquer Satan, we can go to heaven. We can't conquer Satan without a physical body. The reason is that since the physical body had an accident on the earth, it must be fixed on the earth. Unless you accomplish whatever you're supposed to do on the earth, you will go to hell. Therefore, when you gain victory on the earth and stand on the heavenly side of goodness, you can go to the eternal heaven. 65-294, our physical life is short. It is not long. If you knew it, you wouldn't want to waste time sleeping and eating. You should eat while marching forward. You should sleep while marching forward. Eat while walking and play while walking. It is so miserable, isn't it? The more miserable it is, the greater blessing you receive. More than anyone else in the whole world, you need to know this historical content. 80-226, our stage is a worldwide offering table. Therefore, these all things are worldwide all things. My body is the body of humankind in the whole world. My heart is the heart of all humankind. The center of my heart is one with God. These are one offering. Who is going to disgrace the offering? Things don't happen accidentally. The preparation is not easy. Therefore, when we think about our whole life, those who know that childhood is the preparation time for adolescence will be prosperous. The prime time is the time of preparation for old age. Old age is the time of preparation to go to the spiritual world. Our whole life is a training and preparation period to gain a universal personality. 147-188. Even though we live in this world, we know there is a spiritual world besides the physical world. We know this world and the spiritual world are not two different worlds but should be connected as one. Then what kind of place are we supposed to go and live? Even though we live in this world with a physical body, we are aiming toward the eternal world. After their birth, people in this world simply pass through their teens, 20s, 30s, middle age, prime age, and old age. After they pass youth and reach their prime, they enter old age gradually. They finish their life like the sunset. However, those who know that there is a spiritual world are aware that our life here is short but the world after death is eternal. Therefore, our life is a time to prepare for the eternal life. Isn't this world like that? For example, there is a certain standard in school of how many credits a student has to gain in one semester and in one year. If the standard is 100%, you can be recognized in school according to how much you accomplish toward the goal. The less you accomplish, the further you will be from the standard of the school. We can use this standard to calculate everything. We live in the physical world like students preparing to gain credit in school. We prepare to gain credit throughout our life, aiming for the result that we are destined to accomplish in our life process. In other words, you live daily life based on the standard of how much you accomplish of your responsibility. 142-121, how great is God? God is absolute. If God has a desire to say, you should do it for me, do you think God provided the providence for salvation and is tiredly waiting for the fallen world? If I put you in God's position, how many days could you take his role? 1 week? No. Then 1 month? This is the problem. If you go to the spiritual world, you have to face it at once. Please, ask yourself when you wake up in the morning, wash your face, and look at yourself, what did you do? What are you going to do? The answer is obvious. You don't have to make excuses. It is clear. Don't you know yourself in the mirror well? You know which level of the spiritual world you are going to mostly. Do you know what I'm talking about? Yes. Death is coming. When you die, you'll be pulled according to how much you lived for yourself. If you are seldom selfless, you'll be pulled in this way. Even though I taught you very clearly, some fail and some go to hell. These people can't accuse me. They can't say, why didn't you teach me clearly while I was on the earth? Therefore, do not do anything for the sake of yourself but think how to live for the sake of God, heaven and earth, your nation, your tribe, your family, and your spouse. If you live for others, you'll be pulled into the perfect world even though you try to escape and try to go backward because you think it is for the sake of yourself. How peaceful it is. How easy it is. If you live your life centered on yourself, you have to worry about everything, saying, oh, I failed this and I failed that. However, if you live for the sake of others for 10, 20 years, everything will be your friend. If you live for the sake of others, your heart becomes empty, so the truth will come to you. When you try to live with the truth, God will follow you. He belongs to me because he wants to. This is logical. Therefore, those who want to live for the sake of others can completely inherit the completion era. This is the conclusion. What can we be proud of in the Unification Church? What is first? True love. What is next? True parents. These words are found only in the Unification Church. We can't find them in the dictionary. We have to make our own dictionary. Then true children. What comes next? True tribe. These are our four goals. What is the first one? True love. What is the second? True parents. What is the third? True children. What is the fourth? True tribe. We have to gain these. Without true love, all these are going to be destroyed. 203-101-2. Preciousness of the physical life. If you are liberated, God will be liberated. Is that right? Yes. If our family is liberated, the family in heaven will be liberated. If the physical world is liberated, heaven will be liberated. Therefore, the theory in the Bible, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever you free on earth will be freed in heaven, will be made clear by such an understanding of the unity of two structures. We should know that our physical life is really precious. We can conclude that we can liberate God and the universe and unite heaven and earth only while we are on the earth. Even if we sum up God and all things, we can't exchange our physical body for them. Why is it so? God can't perfect creation alone, without physical man. Therefore, our physical body is so precious. Isn't it wonderful? Man has a desire. What does God want man to have before a desire? This is what God wants man to have: love your physical body. Our physical body can't be exchanged for the universe. The Bible says, even though you gain the whole world, if you lose your eternal life, what can you gain? 91-19, when we restore the physical world and spiritual world, we bring them back to the original position. It costs the 70-80 years of our life to restore the spirit world as well as the physical world. There is no greater business than this. I spent my entire youth trying to accomplish it. As you know the truth now, you are a happy man. 15-146, today man lives only for 70-80 years. Our heart knows that it takes more than a million years to restore a historical sphere of goodness that we are supposed to be connected to for a short 70-80 years. We have to make a connection to a sphere of goodness for a short 70-80 years. Our conscience becomes desperate to know how immense this task is. We mustn't die. If we die, we can't accomplish it. While we are alive, we can make a connection to a sphere of goodness, restore the sovereignty of the fatherland, serve a heavenly sovereign, and live with the people in the nation. Then you can go to heaven in the spiritual world. If we can go there and can't see there, how anxious our heart will be. 155-27, after we go to the unlimited spirit world, time is eternal there. Once we see it, we can't help seeing it eternally. Do you understand? Once we do something there, it will be eternal. If we can go to such a place, and if a million people happen to know how to live there, how do we deal with ourselves? Have you even thought about such a thing? The only way to realize it is through our physical life. This is the only time to straighten out our life. There is no way to realize it by living for the sake of ourselves. Do you understand? Reverend Moon and the Unification Church didn't have to go through such a suffering course for the last 50 years if there was any way to realize it by living for the sake of ourselves. 59-50, man should follow the way of living according to the unification principle even after 1,000 years have passed. You can go this way within 60 or 70 years, or even 40 years. If you fail, you have to face judgment in the spirit world for a million years, for eternity. You know the existence of the spirit world, don't you? If I didn't know about the spirit world, you would have no way to know these things. No other theologian or religious leader in the world knows how the spirit world works and how it relates to the physical world. Everyone has to learn from me. Do you understand that you have such a privilege? 135-297, 3. Habit is important. The most important thing now is that we should destroy satanic habits to establish a new heavenly order. 213-19, I know you like kimchi and cockage and bean paste with hot pepper. Don't you? Yes. Do Western people like kimchi and cockage? At a glance, they run away. Laughter. We are still having leadership seminars in the United States. About 230 people participated in it this time. They ate kimchi in the hotel. The Western people complained, saying, "Oh, what kind of smell is this? This is the worst smell." And they ran away. On the contrary, Korean people say, "Oh, it is more delicious than honey." Laughter. How do you destroy a habit? Is it easy? Is it hard? Hard. What does it mean? Until now, you have had selfish habits, thinking that you should be superior in the satanic world. Those habits have become condensed. Are such condensed habits stronger or weaker than a habit of eating kimchi and cockage? Stronger. It is historical. Since the day Satan started his way, a traditional habit like a rotten root has been established. How do we pull it out? Don't be so loud. Don't say so loudly that you learned the principle from Reverend Moon. Even though you try to dig a hole to bury even the root, it is taller than you. It is too long to pull out from even the top of the tree. Then can you say out loud that you pulled it out, sitting there? It is a serious problem. Do you have confidence to go to heaven? To go to heaven, you have to have a traditional habit centered on God. 213-20, God is standing at your right side trying to protect you, and Satan is on the left side. He is the evil parent. Do you understand? If heaven stands in the front, Satan has to go to the back. However, since satanic world stands in the front, God is in the back. God is controlling the right side and Satan is standing in front, controlling the left. Then, where are they going? Instead of going to heaven, they are going in the opposite direction. They are going to be Epicureans pursuing physical pleasures. However, our way is the opposite. We go the 180-degree opposite way, to a suffering course and an even more suffering course. The way will be divided in two. Thus, you have to let your mind lead your body to establish good habits within 3 or 5 years. 214-228, 4. The reason why the earthly life is the first priority, everyone. Do you want to go to the spirit world soon, or not? Laughter, try to answer it. We want to go there. Does everyone want to go there? Yes. Then will you look for me at the museum there, or not? We'll look for you. When you see me there, will you say, "Oh, I know him"? Will you pay me respect? We will. If you try to touch me, I'll try to avoid you. Since I'm standing in a public position, I will try to avoid your touch. If you touch me, it will be a big problem. Therefore, you have to look at me from a distance. Is that true or false? True. You are wrong. The earth is the priority and the spirit world is secondary. You live your life on the earth and then go there. Which seems more valuable, to pay respect to me in the spirit world or in the physical world? In the physical world. No, in the spirit world. In the physical world. Your voices are weaker than mine. Spirit world. Physical world. You are right. Laughter, clapping. 205-252, 5. The standard of the physical world, my life is for the sake of God. You all should think to live for the sake of God and the world. You shouldn't think to live for the sake of yourselves. You should think about God, true parents, and human beings. To make a connection among God, true parents, and human beings and establish the four-position foundation centered on you, you have to have true love. You have to become a true life, one who can inherit this universe centered on true love. You have to think about this all the time. Do you understand? Therefore, you always have to think how much closer you have lived to the heavenly standard. By living that way, you become a representative of human beings. You become the one who represents parents and God. You should understand it. If you live that way, there is no borderline whether you go to the spirit world or anywhere on the earth. There is no borderline wherever you may go. When you go to the spirit world, you can be free. You can realize whatever you think is necessary centered on such a loving heart, anytime. If you wish to eat a meal with 1,000 friends, you could do it. Such a world is waiting for you. It is only possible in the world of love to meet 10,000 people, 100,000, or many million people at the same time. Do you understand? When God had exercised His ability as the Creator, He created them centered on love, after He made a connection with true love. Do you understand? Unless you make a connection with true love, everything will be in vain. 147-115, 6. Everything will be recorded through the physical body. Imagine you take a picture of your heart and took at it. 19-26, if you have lived an unspeakably miserable life for more than two-thirds of your life, could you remove the two-thirds of your life? You can do it. These experiences stay with you. 34-139, why do we need indemnity? In order to restore things. Restoration is recreation. What kind of valuable life can you leave on the earth? Someone says, "Oh, I can go to heaven when I get old and believe in Jesus and die." Laughter. Can you correct your life when you get old? Soon you will be fertilizer. Therefore, you have to be young. It is better to know the truth when you are 15 years old than when you are 20 years old. It is more valuable for a baby to grow up with the truth than for a 15-year-old to get to know the truth. If something is lighter than air, it will rise up, and if it is heavier than air, it will sink. Do you understand? The one who is restored becomes completely empty. The physical body holds the spirit body. If the physical body is taken away, you'll rise up to the highest place. Then, how high can you go? You can go to where God puts you on his head like a hat, and he doesn't feel uncomfortable. God is rather happy about it. He likes to feel that you are clinging on him. Since God is such a character, it doesn't bother him to exercise so much around him. When God laughs, everybody laughs very hard, ha, ha, ha. When God is tense, everybody gets tense. Everyone responds to God in an instant. Can you do it? There is plenty of water in a layer of your skin. Is it pure water or dirty water? Do you have any sand there? Do you have any pebbles there? Father laughs. After a large seasonal rainstorm passes, the water must be so dirty. Everything like piglets or calves is in that water. It will be more dirty than that. Everyone, think about it. Are you different from this? Think about it. Therefore, you need to filter the dirty water by stirring it. Isn't it necessary? So you need to provide a filter system. It is difficult, but you have to go through the sand, looking around right and left carefully. Is it all right to have an ego? If you have an ego, you will be stuck inside the filter. If the water accumulates dirt, it can't even flow, and everything will get stuck there. Have you ever thought that you would be inspected by such a system, like an X-ray, if you have to go to the spirit world right now? Will you go to hell? Where are you going? It is not a lie but the truth. When God thinks about evil people, does he need those who did go through the filter? Or does God need those who didn't go through the filter? Think about it. 97-67. The physical life is so important. When you go to the spiritual world, you have to wait for many years, even blessed couples. Don't you think your sons and daughters would say to you, "Why was I born like this? Why was I led here?" Do you think your sons and daughters will keep quiet? The level of each member of your family is different. When you go to the spiritual world, you go to your own suitable place and stay there for a long time. Your ancestors, your sons and daughters, will accuse you, saying, "Why did you do it? How come you couldn't do well?" You have to stay there as long as you need to. It is not an easy task. Therefore, you have to do it on the earth. You have to accomplish what I tell you on the earth. Here is a bolt. You have to make it fit and fill it. When a nut fits into a bolt, it will be filled. Do you understand? They have to feed each other. If they don't feed each other, they kick each other. Therefore, think how important life on the earth is. We can have only one life. It is almost one moment, but only once. If you compare your physical life to eternity, it is only one spot. It is too short. It is not significant. You have to prepare to go to the spirit world beyond your physical life. You always have to stand in the center and control everything to conquer it with such a main philosophy. Without it, you can't realize individual perfection. You should know it. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Yes. 207-99, 8. The portion of your responsibility through your physical body for you to live, you have to long for God and true parents. By doing so, you can live in a happy, safe, and fulfilled sphere, spiritually and physically. By love. Do you understand? Those who live like that in the physical world can do so in the spirit world. There is an expanded internal life on earth. The level of the expansion of your internal life will come out on the surface in the spirit world. Love is central, isn't it? Because the love within God and human beings can be like one cell of the body. The spirit world is the world where you become one of the cells. Once you enter into such a dimension, God will surely come inside your heart. When you call God, he'll answer in your heart, "What kind of person is calling me? What is it?" Therefore, responsibility is so important. We say responsibility in the Unification Church. I establish the principle of responsibility. Whenever you look at yourself in the morning, you have to think where you accomplish your responsibility. It is a serious matter. You can imagine your five senses. Your eyes, nose, mouth, hands, and ears are intoxicated by love, which you gain by accomplishing your responsibility. When you think about true love, how miserable it is to lose it. how much God has made effort to restore it. It isn't just an idea. When I think about it, I can't help lamenting with tears. 218-128, in order to accomplish your responsibility, what should you do? You should stand in a position to deny everything that has an emotional connection with Satan's heart, Satan's human heart and Satan's lineage. Why? When Adam walked through the course of his portion of responsibility, did he carry Satan's emotion? Please answer me. What kind of satanic emotion did he carry? He didn't. Everyone, what are you now? Did you cut off all Satan's emotion to search for your portion of responsibility? We couldn't. Can it be your portion of responsibility? It can't. Therefore, you have to deny. 139-256, when man goes to the spirit world, will he be like that? Adam becomes God's body. As the scripture in John and Corinthians I record, don't you know you are to become the temple of God? The body is the holy temple where God dwells. It is the house. Now, how can you resemble God? By reaching the level of completion of your portion of responsibility, God dwells within you and you become one with God. Then, by love, the life of all creation can be connected and become one. 138-211, the more the circumstances have changed, the more things went wrong. Why? It is because they have lost the concept of eternity. They don't have confidence in the matter of eternal life. They are not sure if there is a God or not. Regarding this matter, they could not go beyond the circumstances by risking their lives. Everyone stays there, looking around, and falls into the comfortable way of this present life. Unless the concept of the eternal penetrates into them, they will fall into the middle sphere of the spirit world. Who can insert the concept of the eternal lineage into them? Only unification church teachings can penetrate them. If you are confident that our present life is not preparation for the physical life but for the life of the eternal world, you can leave it alone. The more our days pass, 40 years old and 50 years old, and the closer the day of our death comes, the more serious we become about the concept of eternity. Do you understand what I am talking about? The older we become, the weaker our love becomes. However, if we are penetrated by a concept of eternity, we become more serious. Evil circumstances and confused change are so frequent now. If you can overcome changing circumstances and keep an absolute concept of eternity, nothing can disturb you. Therefore, the point is how you can penetrate a concept of the eternal life. So whenever you give a lecture, you always have to teach centered on the matter of love and a concept of subject and object. You also have to teach God's principle of creation, that creation is centered on eternal love. You have to penetrate this backbone. Didn't God create Adam and Eve as the objects of His love? Because God created them like that, we should live as an object of God. You have to not only talk about it but actually feel it. And you have to understand it deeply. If you only knew how great the power of true love is, you couldn't help going this way even though someone told you not to go this way. Therefore, whenever you give a lecture, the point you must give all of your energy to is how you can get across the concept of eternal life. If you only do that, everything will be accomplished. Before 15 years old, you can use the standard of man's original nature before the fall. Because the age before 15 years old is before Adam and Eve fell, their original mind is still alive. Therefore, before adolescence or at adolescence they should know God section 4. The preciousness of the physical body 1. You have to prepare on the earth once God created Adam, Eve, and the archangel, He said it was good. He meant they shouldn't fight one another. It is the teaching of religion that the mind conquers physical desire. We have to conquer evil to gain goodness. When our physical body wins completely, it means even Satan has surrendered. His root is cut off. When we conquer Satan, we can go to heaven. We can't conquer Satan without a physical body. The reason is that since the physical body had an accident on the earth, it must be fixed on the earth. Unless you accomplish whatever you're supposed to do on the earth, you will go to hell. Therefore, when you gain victory on the earth and stand on the heavenly side of goodness, you can go to the eternal heaven. 65-294, our physical life is short. It is not long. If you knew it, you wouldn't want to waste time sleeping and eating. You should eat while marching forward. You should sleep while marching forward. Eat while walking and play while walking. It is so miserable, isn't it? The more miserable it is, the greater blessing you receive. More than anyone else in the whole world, you need to know this historical content. 80-226, our stage is a worldwide offering table. Therefore, these all things are worldwide all things. My body is the body of humankind in the whole world. My heart is the heart of all humankind. The center of my heart is one with God. These are one offering. Who is going to disgrace the offering? Things don't happen accidentally. The preparation is not easy. Therefore, when we think about our whole life, those who know that childhood is the preparation time for adolescence will be prosperous. The prime time is the time of preparation for old age. Old age is the time of preparation to go to the spiritual world. Our whole life is a training and preparation period to gain a universal personality. 147-188, even though we live in this world, we know there is a spiritual world besides the physical world. We know this world and the spiritual world are not two different worlds but should be connected as one. Then what kind of place are we supposed to go and live? Even though we live in this world with a physical body, we are aiming toward the eternal world. After their birth, people in this world simply pass through their teens, 20s, 30s, middle age, prime age, and old age. After they pass youth and reach their prime, they enter old age gradually. They finish their life like the sunset. However, those who know that there is a spiritual world are aware that our life here is short but the world after death is eternal. Therefore, our life is a time to prepare for the eternal life. Isn't this world like that? For example, there is a certain standard in school of how many credits a student has to gain in one semester and in one year. If the standard is 100%, you can be recognized in school according to how much you accomplish toward the goal. The less you accomplish, the further you will be from the standard of the school. We can use this standard to calculate everything. We live in the physical world like students preparing to gain credit in school. We prepare to gain credit throughout our life, aiming for the result that we are destined to accomplish in our life process. In other words, you live daily life based on the standard of how much you accomplish of your responsibility. 142-121, how great is God? God is absolute. If God has a desire to say, you should do it for me, do you think God provided the providence for salvation and is tiredly waiting for the fallen world? If I put you in God's position, how many days could you take his role? 1 week? No. Then 1 month? This is the problem. If you go to the spiritual world, you have to face it at once. Please, ask yourself when you wake up in the morning, wash your face, and look at yourself, what did you do? What are you going to do? The answer is obvious. You don't have to make excuses. It is clear. Don't you know yourself in the mirror well? You know which level of the spiritual world you are going to mostly. Do you know what I'm talking about? Yes. Death is coming. When you die, you'll be pulled according to how much you lived for yourself. If you are seldom selfless, you'll be pulled in this way. Even though I taught you very clearly, some fail and some go to hell. These people can't accuse me. They can't say, why didn't you teach me clearly while I was on the earth? Therefore, do not do anything for the sake of yourself but think how to live for the sake of God, heaven and earth, your nation, your tribe, your family, and your spouse. If you live for others, you'll be pulled into the perfect world even though you try to escape and try to go backward because you think it is for the sake of yourself. How peaceful it is! How easy it is! If you live your life centered on yourself, you have to worry about everything, saying, oh, I failed this and I failed that. However, if you live for the sake of others for 10, 20 years, everything will be your friend. If you live for the sake of others, your heart becomes empty, so the truth will come to you. When you try to live with the truth, God will follow you. He belongs to me because he wants to. This is logical. Therefore, those who want to live for the sake of others can completely inherit the completion era. This is the conclusion. What can we be proud of in the Unification Church? What is first? True love. What is next? True parents. These words are found only in the Unification Church. We can't find them in the dictionary. We have to make our own dictionary. Then true children. What comes next? True tribe. These are our four goals. What is the first one? True love. What is the second? True parents. What is the third? True children. What is the fourth? True tribe. We have to gain these. Without true love, all these are going to be destroyed. 203-101, 2. Preciousness of the physical life. If you are liberated, God will be liberated. Is that right? Yes. If our family is liberated, the family in heaven will be liberated. If the physical world is liberated, heaven will be liberated. Therefore, the theory in the Bible, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever you free on earth will be freed in heaven, will be made clear by such an understanding of the unity of two structures. We should know that our physical life is really precious. We can conclude that we can liberate God and the universe and unite heaven and earth only while we are on the earth. Even if we sum up God and all things, we can't exchange our physical body for them. Why is it so? God can't perfect creation alone, without physical man. Therefore, our physical body is so precious. Isn't it wonderful? Man has a desire. What does God want man to have before a desire? This is what God wants man to have: love your physical body. Our physical body can't be exchanged for the universe. The Bible says, even though you gain the whole world, if you lose your eternal life, what can you gain? 91-19, when we restore the physical world and spiritual world, we bring them back to the original position. It costs the 70 to 80 years of our life to restore the spirit world as well as the physical world. There is no greater business than this. I spent my entire youth trying to accomplish it. As you know the truth now, you are a happy man. 15-146, today man lives only for 70 to 80 years. Our heart knows that it takes more than a million years to restore a historical sphere of goodness that we are supposed to be connected to for a short 70 to 80 years. We have to make a connection to a sphere of goodness for a short 70 to 80 years. Our conscience becomes desperate to know how immense this task is. We mustn't die. If we die, we can't accomplish it. While we are alive, we can make a connection to a sphere of goodness, restore the sovereignty of the fatherland, serve a heavenly sovereign, and live with the people in the nation. Then you can go to heaven in the spiritual world. If we can go there and can't see there, how anxious our heart will be. 155-27, after we go to the unlimited spirit world, time is eternal there. Once we see it, we can't help seeing it eternally. Do you understand? Once we do,